Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, it's so important for us, you know, is, and I've really been praying, and a lot of people have been praying with me, that for us and for those who desire this, that just what I want to believe that 2013 is the year of the harvest, I mean, there's a great spirit of lethargicness poured over mankind right now. Mm-hmm. The tendency right now for people being satisfied with status quo and just stopping everything. I just want to go to work, do my job, and then watch media. That's about it.
That's it.
And whatever form of media it comes. And it's amazing that, you know, you don't have to settle there. Realize if you're feeling that way, that it's a spirit. It's a mindset that's come over the land, and that's how the enemy will succeed when we do nothing. And so you have to shake yourself. You have to shake yourself, and you have to, basically stay awake.
Absolutely.
The Lord said, you know, stay awake and pray so that you do not fall. And you cannot sleep your way to freedom. You cannot just hide your way to freedom. And you should be concerned. If you're feeling lethargic, if you're feeling like, you know, maybe you don't like the way the election turned out for the presidency of the United States, which I personally believe that now that was probably the best thing that could happen to the church. Because if, prophetically speaking, if, I like what Rick Joyner said, and that's kind of, I bear witness with that, that if Mitt Romney would have won, that just would have meant we had more time. Mm-hmm. The same thing was going to happen. The crash was coming. Right. And if President Obama won, that means we're out of time. Mm-hmm. And it comes to a point, it's just like, you know what? You know, we just got to, whatever's going to happen needs to happen so we can move on to the next thing. The next season is a harvest. It's a huge harvest. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about, by God's grace, really soon about the four red moons that are lining up again. They're going to line up again in April 2014 through April 2015. And what happened in 1948 when they lined up, Israel became a nation. What happened in 1967 when they lined up, Israel had the six-seven-day war. And they're about to line up again. Mm. And it always starts out tragic, but it ends with victory. Mm. And we want to spend the months before this happening in the harvest field. Mm. And if you don't know God, we want to introduce you to him. We want you to shake loose from the lethargicness. If all you've been doing is going to church for the last 10 years, ask yourself the question, why? What are you doing? Why do you need to hear one more message if you're not going to do anything about it? You need to say this, okay, I'm being trained up for something. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to do something. And all that that's been fed into you, now you're supposed to feed into someone else. You're being trained up to go in. He says, we're all, the Great Commission's for all of us. And we've settled for hearing what God is saying, which was yesterday. We talked about here, right? And do we get a chance? Well,
no,
we need to be able to talk about it. Maybe today we get a chance. But God's looking for people who hear what the word is and then do what it says. And then you're blessed in all that you do. Mm-hmm. But we have hearers. We have doers who do and do, but they don't have time to hear. Mm-hmm. Then we have hoodoo, which is people who think they are what they do. But then you have the people who hear what God says. And does it. And James says, these people are blessed in all that they do. Listen, we have a whole bunch of here, do, and hoodoo. But listen, it's time for us to be here doers. And you're going to have to break free. You're going to have to shake yourself. I like how the prophecy given by, you know, Rick Joyner in the book, The Call, he wrote it out. It's just like everybody's in prison. God's people are bound and in prison and in darkness, and they don't even know it. And it's when you get vision and you see beyond the prison walls that's where the harvest field is. To be able to be set free. So there's a big process of coming from a small group that you've been, you know, rah-rahing for the last 10 years. But, you know, what are you doing? And convincing yourself that God is right and to follow him and to get from that captivity outside the walls of this prison. And it's just, you got to break so many mindsets. We'll be talking more about that. And there's people guarding the walls that they're convinced that what they're doing is right, but what it is, it's kingdom building, men's kingdoms. They're building their kingdoms, But we didn't. God didn't send us save us to build our kingdoms. He saved us to advance His kingdom, which is advanced in the hearts of men. And the fivefold ministry spoken of in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and on, is to train you up for works of service. And the church grows and builds itself up as each part does its work. You got a part to play. You got a part to play. And that, you know, if you're struggling with, listen, I'd just rather watch it than do it. I mean, you know, you're known by your fruit. You're not known by your, you're not known by your your confession. You're known by your confession that's matched with your fruit. You know, faith without works is dead. And I love what I hear Ian Skelly doing right now during the Gulf Coast area. Mm-hmm. That he's really said, you know, what kind of fruit have you? I mean, Ian's cranking it up down here. You know, he's got a soul-winning outreach, and he's talking about, you know, have you won anybody to the Lord? Let's get busy. You know, he's taking him and David Mayo are beginning to really aggressively reach out in the Gulf Coast region. So that's encouraging because 95% of self-professing believers don't win one person, statistics say, to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that's not right because we're known by our fruit. And so I just want to encourage you that, you know, we can break loose from this. And it's going to be difficult because the second you start walking out of that group who is a hearer or a do-doer or hoodoo, because hoodoo is like this, who's going to do this month? Who's going to entertain us this week so we can recognize you for that's who you are, and then we'll switch off because I got to let you know what I do so you can know that's who I am. Mm-hmm. And so I may sing to you, you may preach to me, we may teach, you know, all this kind of stuff's going on. Like, but what are we doing? If we're all believers, we should be out advancing His kingdom. I know this is a freaky word to hear, this, especially around the Bible Belt area, but let me tell you something. We're supposed to be doing something. We're not supposed to just run out and build a house when the wind blows it down. We're supposed to go out and help people build their house on the rock, Jesus Christ. We're not just like this emergency crew people that go out outside of our confines during the time of emergency, which is great that we do. We're supposed to stay out and help them build houses on the rock of Jesus Christ, because more storms are coming that we've never even experienced before in America. And I truly believe there's going to be those that are listening that are going to listen and hearing what I'm saying. And then maybe a small seed inside of you that's thinking, I knew that was right at once, but there've been so many people that were satisfied with captivity, and we just talk to each other, but we don't do anything. And as a matter of fact, you know, that I thought it was okay at this point, not doing anything, but you're starting to stir that seed inside of me again. Yeah. And you know, I want to tell you this, that you're going to answer alone. All them folks that you're with right now that's satisfied with captivity and not doing anything with what they hear, they will answer alone too, but you can't bring them as witnesses, nor can you blame them for what you didn't do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Jesus' voice that you're supposed to hear. It's Jesus that you're obeying. And in the past, we had one or two or three. We had like Amy Sibley McPherson. We had Mariah Etter. We had Dowie. We had Oral Roberts. We had Franklin Graham. And we had just mighty men of God, mighty women of God. But it's not going to be the ones anymore. It's going to be armies of men and women who respond like a Mariah Etter, who respond like a Catherine Kuhlman, who respond like a Dowie or a John G. Lake. Listen, the people around you who are satisfied with captivity are not going to cheer you on. The guards of that captivity aren't going to be happy when you start seeing outside the walls. But let me tell you something. If I'm the person outside the walls and you break loose from the freedom to come from the captivity to tell me that Jesus loves me and has a plan for my life and that He will forgive me and bring me into His family, and you train me up and disciple me and relate to me and show me what family's all about, I'm glad you broke free. I'm glad you broke free. And there's so many people that are dying today because people have been satisfied with captivity, with men's philosophies and traditions that have made God's word of non-effect, but it's time to be set free and no longer be held captive. And listen, nobody's going to cheer you on if you're in the same prison. But listen, when you break outside the walls of that captivity, whatever it is, the religious captivity, you're going to be surprised. Everything you thought was so important and everything you thought you couldn't do and the very thing that kept you inside that captivity, you're going to have to walk through that. But when you go through that, as soon as you get through it, you're going to be amazed, going, I can't believe I gave it all that validity. I gave it all that power, and it was all my belief that it held me back. It was my beliefs that held me back in saying that I couldn't, and Satan was there to agree with me and to criticize me and define me and put me into some box. You know what? And then you come out there and you begin to tell people the very good news of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think how powerful that is. That is so powerful. Maybe that's you. Maybe that seed's being stirred up. And I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you right now that you can go to Greg Lancaster Ministries. Go to Greg Lancaster Ministries. .org or greglancaster.org and go there and let me know. Talk to me. If that's you, you know, I want to get up with you. I want to begin to speak into that seed that's in your life. I want to begin to fan that flame into a fire. Let's go after God. Let's get free from captivity. Listen, if whoever wants to stay in jail, let them stay in jail. Let's go out to the people, to the sick, not to the well. Let's go out to the ones who don't even know him. Let's give them hope. God loves all men and wants no man to pass outside of knowing him.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't rejoice in that. But we have to tell them. How are they going to know unless someone tells them? How is someone going to tell them unless someone goes? And how is someone going to go unless they're sent? This is what he said. And so there's a whole world outside that prison. There's a whole world outside of that. But you're not going to find cheerleaders inside of it. You're not going to find people that pat you on the back when you start heading towards Jesus. You're not going to find people that are like, you'd be really surprised. But you know what? If you get free, if you walk free of that and stay rightly related to what God is doing, understand this. There are those in captivity. They'll begin to look at you and understand that you were once in captivity, but they can see your freedom and they will get free too. Listen, Jesus came to set us free. And if Jesus Christ, the Son of God, sets us free, you are free indeed. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.